Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I'd like to talk about two snacks that I've been avoiding for nearly two decades. I've passed them by because honestly, they really never looked appealing to me over the years. Can't wait to tell you more about them. It's coming up right now. I've seen my friends and family here in Poland wolf down bag after bag over the years, and I've always been the one to refuse. People will tell you that these snacks are a symbol of their childhoods, and they have a sentimental connection to them. I've got two specimens here that are essentially the same animal. They're made of puffed corn. The first specimen is just a bag of plain corn puff snacks that look like this, and our other one here is a bag of colored puff balls and one of the biggest bags you'll ever see. More on that in a minute. Let's first talk about specimen number one, and I'd like to share a story with you. One of my very good Polish friends is about 11 years younger than I am, and he recently announced that he's in love and he's finally met the girl of his dreams. She works in the family business up in Warsaw, and he couldn't forget to point out that she and her family are doing pretty well financially. Her family business is making this, chrupki. Let's open this up. Basically translates to puffed corn crisps or crunchies. They distribute this product to stores throughout Poland and abroad. And you know, for me, they're kind of like cheeseless Cheeto Puffs. They just don't look tasty at all. But hey, everyone I know raves about them, so they must be good, right? Let's finally give them a try. Here goes. Well, the first thing that I always kind of wondered about is whether or not these are salty. And I'm looking at the ingredients, I should have looked at them before. Less than 0.01 grams of salt per 100 grams. This bag is 100 grams. There is no salty flavor whatsoever. Like Cheetos, they kind of turn into this weird mush that gets stuck in your mouth. I've always hated that. I don't like that. There's no flavor. There's no salt. It's just kind of a strong corn flavor that hits you. They're all right, but with real cheesy Cheeto Puffs available on the shelves here in Poland, I'm gonna have to go with the cheese flavor. These would be good if you just wanted a healthier option to potato chips and were looking to just kind of have a light snack to go with your Coke or beer. That would be ideal. The bag was cheap though, I have to say. I got this bag at Polo Market yesterday and I paid 1 zloty and 79 grosze, which is only like 47 US cents. A bag of Cheetos brand would be at least two or three times higher, so my kids will be happy to finish these off for me. Our second specimen today is one that you just can't miss. Look at the size of this bag. I remember the first time I came across this was forever ago during something called Dużynki, which is a kind of Catholic Church autumn festival market that's located right outside the church. Coming from my Baptist church upbringing, this was all new to me. It was kind of a shock. During Dużynki, if you don't know, you'll see parents buying these giant bags just like this, these colored corn balls for their kids, and the kids always seem delighted to get them. For me though, this looks like giant breakfast cereal balls. It reminds me of eating Captain Crunch or Lucky Charm cereal without the milk during my younger years. I've been avoiding these two. Today's the day. It's time to take a taste test. The first thing I wonder about though is whether these colored corn balls have different flavors. It looks like they do. It says they're flavored. Or maybe it's just the dye that sets them apart. Let's find out right now. Okay, so let's try it out. Let's go with a orange one, a yellow one, a green one. Okay, so just as I thought, the flavors are pretty much all the same. I can't really distinguish a difference in the flavors. They're definitely sweeter than those first puffs we just tried, but it brings me back to those cereal days. This is like eating cereal out of the box, and that's exactly what I thought it would be like. Again, the price is hard to pass up. I picked up the entire bag for just 2 zloty and 39 grosze, which is about 64 US cents. They're available everywhere in Poland, so if you've never tried anything like this, do give them a try, and if you do, put it in the comments section. My Polish audience out there, if you have a different opinion or you'd like to say something about these, tell us some stories, put those in the comments section as well. I love reading them. Now, before I finish, I have to put out a bit of a disclaimer. I haven't really lived in America for quite some time. It's been, gosh, 15 straight years that I haven't really lived there. One thing that's amazing about the USA is that we have everything in the world somewhere in the States. It's possible that someone somewhere will say, "Hey, Russell, man, we have these in America. We have them in Britain and Canada. So what are you talking about?" You know, I had that problem when I did my barbecue video with lump charcoal. I grew up never seeing it, and Americans everywhere say, "Russell, it's everywhere in every store. What's wrong with you? Wake up. You're blind or something?" Anyway, it's possible. It's been a while since I've been there, so if we have it, that's wonderful. I'd like to thank you for watching my channel today, and I look forward to reading your comments. If you have not subscribed yet to my channel, please click the button on this ginormous bag of chrupki so you don't miss out on what's coming in the future. Thanks so much, and see you next time.